Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget to tell other people what you're listening to on this program. Let them know where they can hear it, where they can find it. And we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Afterwards, the program drops on your favorite podcast platform, or you can just go right to CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're talking this week about bringing order out of chaos, and we're talking how when we understand that, we can kind of look at this is the way the Lord works, and then we also need to understand the opposite is true. When we turn from the Lord, then we go into chaos from order. So one of the great things that we desperately need is in the world is to realize who we truly are. There's kind of an interesting principle that I've learned from others in the spiritual endeavor. And I don't know if this is true or not, but it sure makes a lot of sense. And that principle is basically this. That prior to a great breakthrough by the Lord, the devil tries to do everything he can to undermine it, so the devil makes everything worse. Now, let me give you a kind of an example of this, which comes from Catholic teaching, Catholic, I guess you could call it Catholic folklore. And that is the origin of the prayer, St. Michael the Archangel, which, by the way, could be a movie in itself, or at least a TV episode. And what it is apparently, as the story goes, if you look up the prayer to St. Michael, you find that it was written by Pope Leo XIII, who I really think should be made a saint. Great writer, really powerful stuff. I think he was the first pope ever on motion pictures, if I don't have that wrong. I think he was. But anyway, and the story has several versions, but basically it comes down to he had had either a bad dream or a bad vision, which are similar enough. And what it was that the Lord, kind of similar to what you see in the book of Job, where the devil approaches God and God is telling him how wonderful Job is. And the devil basically says, well, as he uses the term skin for skin, I mean, everything's going fine with him. Let everything go wrong and still see if he is the same person. So building on that kind of idea, but not exactly the same, the devil approaches God and basically they have some kind of a dispute. And the Lord gives the devil 100 years prior to his complete ending. And so the Pope wakes up or comes to after this vision, and he writes, as the folklore goes, and he writes the prayer of St. Michael, which you can find anywhere on the internet, along with this story and some people who dispute it. Well, understand what that is, that the devil's demise is coming soon. So this time, according to Pope Leo, is a time where the devil is given free rein until his time comes to an end. So we understand that, but we also can look at what is the solution we need the most. And the solution we need the most, whether we believe in that story or not, is that we all come to realize our need for God. Now, here's the thing that I think confuses people, because you're living in a world where people say, we don't have to believe in God now, we believe in science. And I've talked to you about that a lot. But here's the thing. Why is there this idea that you believe in either God or science? Because I've told you that I can use science to disprove atheism. It's very easy. It's so ridiculously easy that when I hear a statement from an atheist, and I read something on Twitter last week that was just the state, it's just ridiculous. It's like someone turning to me and saying to me, you know, it's about time we all accept the fact that the sun rises through the action of, I forget whatever, God from Greek mythology brought up the sun, but why don't we just say, I'm sure it's not him, but why don't we just say Prometheus? Everyone knows that and going, no, that doesn't make any sense. And so when I read a statement from an atheist saying we don't have to believe in God and all this stuff is ridiculous, I go, that doesn't make any sense. As a matter of fact, I read something last week from a famous scientist who said that there are no such things as angels. It's all mythology and it doesn't exist. And I can sit down and show you using science that that statement is disprovable. Can I prove that angels exist? Not completely, but can I prove the potential for angels exist? Absolutely. Can I prove that it is impossible for humans to say that angels don't exist? Absolutely. So we put all that together and we realize we may be coming to a point where we're realizing that understanding that God is real is going to be as academically accepted and real is understanding that the sun is the center of the solar system. Put it that way, which we all know. Understanding that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. So up until that point, and this is a bit of conjecture, but up until that point, you've got this intense spiritual movement from the demonic trying to get people to reject the existence of God because his time is coming. Meaning the devil's time is coming to an end. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website, check out the archives of the show, check out our Substack newsletter. You can check out all kinds of things at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, so we're continuing this discussion, and we're understanding that we may be coming to a point where the devil's time is coming to an end. What was it that we learned from Sister Lucia, who was the oldest of the three children in Fatima, that the final battle will be the battle over the family? So we're seeing that go on. But one of the things we have to understand is if we seeing, as I've talked to earlier in the week, if we're seeing what's going on in our world and we recognize, instead of lamenting over this, realizing that this is proving what we believe to be true, so we can kind of sit back, look at this and go, what else do we need to say? This proves that what we believe is true. Then we know that the solution is to help people understand, even from a scientific perspective, that God is real. It's not just a matter where, well, do you believe in God? Yes. Do you believe in God? No, no, it's not that. It's like God is real. What was it that C.S. Lewis says, that I believe in God like I believe, this isn't an exact quote, could be completely wrong, by the way. I believe in God like I believe the sun rises in the sky. It's real. I mean, the same thing, I can say that about me. I believe in God like I believe in every single proven element of science. So if some scientist comes up to me and says there is no God, to me it's like saying to me that the sun is made of lollipops or something. It just makes no literal sense to me, because it's just, how can you not see this? Maybe it's kind of I hope that this isn't too much of a tangent. I think I've told you before, when I was working at Oyster Harbors as a caddy, the Oyster Harbors Golf Club, off the it's a little island, literally just off the coast of, it's off the coast by about 100 feet off the coast of Osterville, Massachusetts. And I used to be a caddy there many, many years ago. And there was a man at the fifth hole. Of course, people there were loaded. And we caddies had come from the city or come from the suburban areas. So that we weren't there because we were related to any of the people who were there. This was a great summer job and a great opportunity. Well, one of those guys lived on the fifth hole. And he had a helicopter. This is years ago. He's no longer there. A helicopter that he used to park on his front lawn. So there were some golfers that were looking at his lawn and were amazed at how beautiful his lawn was, with this intense green, and they were just looking at it and how beautiful it was. And us caddies are looking at them, admiring his lawn, and none of them seemed to notice, granted there were trees in the way, that there was a helicopter sitting on the lawn. So here they are, oh, isn't that beautiful lawn, and that's this, that, and the other. And they're like, they don't see the helicopters. They don't see a helicopter. They don't see the helicopter. And they're still looking. They're admiring. And then finally, one of them says, hey, guys, something wrong with me? Or is there a helicopter on that lawn? And then they finally saw it. Well, it's the same thing. When we're looking at what's going on in the world, it's kind of like people are engaged in this. And other people will look at this and say, look, there's something going wrong here, our world is in a whole different world. We're in a whole different place. We're not where we used to be. What's going on? And we're all looking at this going, haven't they figured out what the problem is? That they have said that God does not exist. And now by their very actions, they are proving exactly what would happen if they said that God doesn't exist, which is proving to us that God exists. And this is the world we're in right now. This is what we're looking at. And this is how we need to act to bring others to know God. We'll talk more tomorrow. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.